This is April Yearwood, and I am going to answer question number one. What are some of the forces that you see behind making nursing education a more technology-driven effort, and why? Technology is ever-changing, and if we don't keep up, then you'll get lost in the crowd. Nursing is no exception to this. We have to keep up with the ever-evolving world. I think one force that is behind making nursing education a more technology-driven effort could be a political one, actually, in terms of funding healthcare. Someone has to pay for all of this technology, be it via insurance or grants or federal budgets. And this could also come via the stimulus package of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act that we have talked about previously in class before. DNPs will hopefully be a driving force to make a lot of this happen as well, because we'll be the ones to navigate through the waters, and then hopefully to be able to teach this to those under us and be able to pass it along so that it'll keep going generation to generation. Question number two, concerning e-portfolios, what do you consider to be the three most important pieces of information in your e-portfolio, or that should be in your e-portfolio, and why? I have seen some of these e-portfolios. I think they are awesome. A company came and actually previewed them for us. They were trying to sell their company, obviously, to our students, but they looked so good. They made the person, even if the person didn't look good, they made them look good through professional retouching, however they do that, photography wise. But one thing that I think they must have to have is they have to tell about their background. What experience have they had in their work? And then I think that they should also tell some of their strengths, or say some of their weaknesses, and such as, are they well organized, or what is their strengths clinically if they're doing this for nursing, or why would they want to do a certain project if it's a DNP project? I think they should tell their strengths and weaknesses. And then thirdly, and this is the most important one, is you somehow they need to portray their personality. And I think through maybe just their expressions, the way they talk, the way they handle themselves while they're speaking to you, you can kind of tell a little bit about their personality. And by getting an overall assessment of their personality through their strengths, weaknesses, and then through their experience or their background in jobs, I think you'll have a great idea if you would like to hire this patient, or if I was doing it personally, if I would like to, how do I want to portray myself to look good to someone that I'm interviewing with. So I think e-portfolios are a great thing. I think they're something that will be used heavily in the next few years as technology is ever increasing, and I think it'll just be a normal, common thing to have an e-portfolio. Thank you. This is April Yearwood from Nursing 715.